What's up, everybody? Coming up next, a topic that's very controversial and raises a lot of questions and opinions. So the question is, should parents be punished when their kids bully others? Should parents be punished when their kids bully others? Coming up next. I want to read an article according to Buffalo News. It says, should parents be punished when their kids bully others? A town in New York made headlines for passing a law that holds parents accountable. That's right, accountable for their kids' behavior, including jail time. Earlier this year, a group of kids in this town were involved in an act of juvenile violence. Later, an 8th-grade boy was attacked outside a store in town, and that led the town to enact an unusual law, according to the Buffalo News. After the incident was taken care of in family court, the victim's father joined other local parents to start the program for safe schools and streets. And last week, the council passed a law they hope will reduce such incidents. Under this, parents can be punished, that's right, punished for their children's actions. Parents of kids who bully others, stay out of past the city's curfew, or host unlawful parties, take the legal brunt of these actions, and parents can even serve jail time under the law. It may seem unorthodox or even unfair, but is implementing a law like this the best way to keep kids safe? Since no parents can control every single thing his or her child does, is it fair to make them legally responsible? Remember that. For the people of this town in New York, it appears this law stemmed from a mounting issues among local teens. And the fact that minors can't always be punished for their actions, the penalties for parents aren't usually particularly severe. Though jail time may be mandated, the sentence can only be up to 15 days and a $250 fine is the maximum monetary penalty. Controversial as it may seem, this town in New York isn't the first place to see such a law. Four towns in Wisconsin implemented a law holding parents legally accountable if their kids bully others. There have been reportedly been no arrests made at this point. I wonder why. The article says this, I'm all in, said the superintendent at the school in this town. When you've got 3,000 plus students and two of three are out of control, that's too many. One's too many. Sometimes the police officers are the only ones trying. The families have given up, according to the school attendant of this town. What do you think of this law? Do you think parents should be charged for the kids' actions? Most importantly, do you think a move like this will ultimately reduce the frequency of bullying and make this world a safer place for our kids? Now let's chime in on this subject from the Doctor Show. So let's listen in.
Speaking of protection, a town in Wisconsin has a new approach to keeping kids safe from schoolyard bullies. They're fining parents up to $680 for their child's bad behavior. So here's the background. And a little bit of background is this. If you're the parent of a kid under 18, you initially get a 90-day warning from police if your child is caught bullying. After that, the parents will be charged $366 for the first offense. If it happens again, the fine is $681. It came out of, and we're cheering, but this actually came out after a high school prom shooting where a kid who was bullied shot two prom goers. The prom goer survived, but the police shot and killed the gunman. And before we get into our thoughts on this, which I think we're all going to have some opinions on it, we wanted to know what you thought at home. So here are a few of your comments.
This topic is being discussed everywhere. Let's listen to my new friend, Casper. Special shout out to Casper as she lets us know what's going down in Massachusetts.
Hey, this is Casper. Greetings from Massachusetts. So I wanted to share my thoughts of what I thought, you know, how I feel about bullying. I don't think bullying is okay. You know, it's not. And here in Massachusetts, it's highly illegal. You know, if a child is being bullied and they report it, the parents can actually file a case against the opposite parent and possibly the school, and they could be charged for bullying as a criminal. So I think that bullies have issues of their own that they really need to go get therapy for, because it's just a vicious cycle. It's not nice. I had a bully for a short period of time, but that didn't last long. Growing up in Boston, you either gave your bully a black eye or you just accepted being bullied. Peace!
I want to give you guys a variety of points on this topic. So let's hear in our last segment or our last point about this topic from Judge Judy. That's right, Judge Judy, and what she thinks about parents being responsible for a child who bullies. Let's see what she says.
In this day and age where technology is so readily available, do you see a lot of cases involving online bullying?
Occasionally people come with online bullying, but there's no difference other than more people see it.
Right.
Bullying is bullying.
And have you had bullying cases?
Because I'm
passionate about bullying.
Oh, yes. We've had bullying cases. And
how does it get resolved?
It's so interesting that the excuses by the parents of the bullier, rather than the person who's been bullied,
right,
are sometimes unbelievable. There we come back right back to the word responsibility. They say, well, if it was going on in the school, it was a school problem. Well, don't teach morals and ethics and empathy
and
in school.
Kindness.
And kindness in school.
Right.
You teach that at home. And
right.
Children learn by example when they're at home.
Right.
So that, you know, we don't ask you as parents to teach algebra and science and chemistry and history.
So it's the parents' responsibility.
That's where it starts.
Right.
And if you're not doing your job as a parent, don't blame the school because it happened to happen on school grounds.
I agree with you.
It's
completely
your responsibility. You made them.
I agree.
Thank you guys for tuning in. It's a lot to discuss on this topic, as you can see. There are a lot of opinions on it, and we can go on and on about it. But I want to give a special shout out real quick before we close to Casper for giving us that message and sharing with us how it's going down in Massachusetts. So I want to leave you guys with this. Bullying is just straight up wrong, and there should be consequences for the child's actions. Should those consequences be towards the parents? Is that fair? Is that right? Some parents are doing the best they can, and some are not. How do we make the difference with this law? My question is this, with me trying not to be opinionated, but if you can create a law for jail time and fines for the parents, how come you can't create something that deals with programs that deal with correcting the behavior of the child, counseling with the parents, community service with the child and the parent, or just parenting classes, family probation, something along the lines of that? The changes that need to be implemented are changes that encourage the child to be healed from this behavior and encouraging the parent that we will come alongside to help them rather than punishment. We need more hopeful and positive solutions. But hey, what do I know? Thank you for tuning in to the Don't Click Comments podcast. We talk about bullying here. I appreciate all the advice, the opinions, the tips, the encouraging words. We want to encourage our kids that bullying is wrong, and those who are being bullied, to encourage them that they're not alone and there are solutions and help out there to stop it in your life. Thank you once again. Peace out.